Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, European royalty attends Grand Duke John's funeral in Luxembourg, a royal wedding and a coronation in Thailand, the new Emperor and Empress of Japan's first public appearance, baby Sussex has finally arrived, and some history behind royal titles, so stay tuned.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
European royalty such as Queen Margrethe of Denmark, King Harald and Queen Sonja of Norway, King Carl Gustaf of Sweden and Prince Albert of Monaco attended the funeral of Grand Duke John at Notre Dame Cathedral in Luxembourg. The Princess Royal and the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester represented Queen Elizabeth. Grand Duke John died aged 98 on Tuesday the 23rd of April 2019. He was Luxembourg's head of state for 36 years until he abdicated in favour of his son, Grand Duke Henri, on the 7th of October 2000. The funeral began at 11:15 a.m. local time following a procession from the Grand Ducal Palace to the cathedral. Grand Duke Jean was laid to rest in the cathedral crypt alongside his wife, Grand Duchess Josephine, who died in 2005. My Luxembourg reporter, Raphael Corberi, built a Lego tribute to Grand Duke John, which shows his coffin being carried out of the palace, accompanied by several Lego soldiers and scout figures. Two figures representing Grand Duke Henri and Grand Duchess Maria Theresa follow the coffin through the palace doorway. Raphael Corberi posted the photos of his unique tribute on the My Luxembourg's Facebook page, which you can see on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au with this week's show.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Maha Vajiralongkorn of Thailand married his fourth wife, former bodyguard General Suthida Vajiralongkorn Na Ayudhya, on Wednesday the 1st of May, the Emperor Sethen Throne Hall in the Dusit Palace. The king's sister, Princess Sirininthorn, and the President of the Privy Council witnessed the ceremony. The new king and queen were finally crowned in a lavish ceremony in Bangkok on Saturday the 4th of May with elaborate Buddhist rituals and symbolism, the first in 69 years. Members of the public braved the 30-degree heat as they wore yellow shirts, which is the birth colour of the day of the king's birth, which occurred on a Monday. It was also the birth colour of the late King Bhumibol. The new king presented his first royal command, quote, "I shall continue, preserve, and build upon the royal legacy and reign with righteousness for the benefit and the happiness of the people forever." End of quote. Crowds cheered and waved flags as King Maha Vajiralongkorn was carried in royal palanquin on Sunday afternoon for an elaborate post-coronation procession through the streets of Bangkok. The coronation celebrations lasted 3 days, with the king addressing the public from a balcony at the Grand Palace on Sunday the 5th of May. Thailand Post issued commemorative stamps marking this special occasion with a photo of the king wearing his army uniform. The nation media reported a variety of royal memorabilia, including watches with leather straps, yellow shirts with the royal coronation ceremony emblem, commemorative pins and drink bottles with yellow lids. King Maha Vajiralongkorn, at 64, became the oldest Thai monarch to ascend the throne. He is also styled as Rama the 10th.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Japan's Emperor Naruhito greeted over 140,000 well-wishers at the Imperial Palace on Saturday the 4th of May, following his accession last week. Some enthusiastic well-wishers had arrived early in the morning and the agency opened the palace gates about 20 minutes earlier when there was a queue of about 49,000 people stretching back as far as Tokyo Station. Reports estimated there were more than 30,000 more well-wishers at the Imperial Palace compared to Emperor Akihito's first public appearance in 1990. A huge crowd cheered and waved flags when Emperor Naruhito and Empress Masako appeared on the balcony with the Emperor's younger brother, Crown Prince Akishino, and Crown Princess Kiko and their daughters who smiled and waved. The Emperor, who was wearing a morning suit, told the well-wishers he appreciated their congratulations and wished for their health and happiness. The Empress wore a lemon-yellow dress with a matching hat. Six rounds of public appearances occurred, with the first starting at 10 a.m. and the last one at 3 p.m.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are now the proud parents of their dear little son, who was born at 5:26 a.m. local time on Monday the 6th of May. Buckingham Palace had announced the news around 11 p.m. on Monday night that the Duchess had gone into labour. However, details of the hospital or home birth were not mentioned. Prince Harry gave an interview at Windsor Castle near the stables and with a plane flying overhead to share the good news.
Yes, I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I could ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there, from everybody out there. It's been amazing, so we just wanted to share this with everybody.
Several hours later, news came through that Harry and Meghan had named their son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. The little boy will be known as Master instead of given the title of Earl of Dumbarton, which is one of Prince Harry's titles, as many had anticipated. Queen Elizabeth granted Prince Harry three titles on his wedding day in 2018, the Duke of Sussex, the Earl of Dumbarton, and Baron Kilkeel.
Meghan, can you tell us what it's like becoming a new mum and tell us a little bit about baby Sussex, as we're calling him?
It's magic. It's pretty amazing. And I have the two best guys in the world, so I'm really happy.
And tell us a little bit about your son. What's he like? Is he sleeping well, good baby?
Yes, he has the sweetest temperament. He's really calm and...
he gets that
one. And he's just been the dream, so it's been a special couple days.
Who does he take after? Does he look like anyone?
We're still trying to figure that out.
Everyone says the baby's changed so much over 2 weeks. We're basically sort of monitoring how the changing process happens over this next month, really. But his looks are changing every single day. Wow. So who knows?
And how are you finding parenting generally? What's it? Is it still a special moment?
No, it's great. I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy, to be able to spend some precious times with him as he slowly starts to grow up.
And I hear you're off to see two special people in a minute.
Yes.
The Queen and the Duke.
Yes, and we just bumped into the Duke as we were walking by, which was so nice. So it'll be a nice moment to introduce the baby to the Moore family, and my mom's with us as well. So it's been a really...
Another great grandchild.
Can we have a little peek at him? We just can't quite see his face. Wow.
He's already got a little bit of facial hair as well. Wonderful.
This is the family.
Right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you, everybody, for all the well wishes and the kindness. Yeah. It just means so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Hardman told the Daily Mail that the Sussex baby would be the least royal baby in the whole family, as Archie will not technically be royal. However, things may change when Prince Charles ascends the throne and little Archie will become a prince and stole HRH.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
King George V drew up a list of rules restricting the use of princely titles in 1917, with decrees that the titles of prince or princess, as well as the HRH, will be used by the children of the sovereign's sons and their wives, but no one else. He also stripped the British titles from three German relatives in 1919. However, according to journalist and author Robert Hardman, King George VI also changed the rules before Prince Charles was born, as the child of his daughter would not be an HRH, so he signed letters patent in October 1948. Queen Elizabeth had changed the rules again for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's three children, but she is said not likely to do so for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's children. King George V also changed the royal family's name from Saxe-Coburg-Gotha to Windsor in 1917 due to anti-German sentiment in the British Empire during World War I. The House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha succeeded the House of Hanover when Queen Victoria died in 1901. Her son Edward VII became king, followed by his son George V in 1910. George V also abolished all titles granted by the German crown and anglicised German titles and house names such as Battenberg to Mountbatten. Windsor has had a long association with the British royal family since the 11th century, following William the Conqueror's Norman invasion, and built the castle from around 1070, close to the River Thames and Windsor Forest, where Saxon kings used to go hunting. Windsor Castle was part of a ring of strategic fortifications about 20 miles or 32 kilometres or a day's march from London or the next castle, allowing to bring in reinforcements when needed. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.